Michael, I know that for a long time you guys were pretty excited about this week. It was the week that was supposed to be special. It was meant to be, and but now you get to bottle up all that enthusiasm and prepare for one more year. Just tell us on trying to, shall we say, reschedule the party for 1 year out.
It's been an interesting year for all of us, actually. But, you know, early on, we were, you know, a little disappointed that we had to postpone. But at this point, you know, I'm really starting to feel the excitement come back. You know, we're a year out again. We're starting to, you know, Rory, you're here and we're talking. So, I know we're getting excited about next year.
Mm-hmm. Has Steve Stricker, Captain Stricker for Team USA, come out here to just kind of monitor how things are going and still thinking about what he wants to have in place for next year?
Yeah, he's been around. He was here a couple times in 2019 to really look at the golf course and make some decisions on how he wants it to play. Was up earlier this year as well to check in on a couple things as well. Certainly, we would have seen him a lot more, and now we expect to see him a lot in 2021.
Any changes to the course to prepare it for a Ryder Cup match play style event as compared to the PGA Championships when it was stroke play?
You know, he really likes the golf course the way it is right now. He made a few small changes to the way it's going to play for the players, but nothing significant. The changes that we made were more for spectators. So some of the mounding on the golf course, I'd say, is we soften the mounding on the golf course because the way spectators get around the golf course for a Ryder Cup is so different than a PGA Championship or, you know, a normal tour event. You've got, you know, 10, 20,000 people watching 4, 5, 6 groups versus, you know, players all over the golf course. So majority of the changes that happened on the golf course were more to improve spectator flow.
Speaking of spectators, would it seem much like a Ryder Cup if you didn't have the spectators here?
I don't think so. You know, I think, you know, the PGA Tour has been up and running for a few months now. They've had a lot of great events. I think they've done a great job. I think that product and the way the players feel when they're playing in those tournaments is very similar. I don't think you can replicate that the way the players feel without fans there during the Ryder Cup. So you can't really host the Ryder Cup without fans. It's just not the same.
Whistling Straits course here, the Irish course, and then I'm sure Ryder Cup week you guys were packed over at the American Club. I'm sure there was plenty of corporate outings set up at the other golf courses. What happened when suddenly the Ryder Cup was pushed back and you had a lot of tee times to fill? Of course, this year a lot of people seem to be playing golf. Did you fill them up pretty quickly?
We did. You know, we were prepared. You know, it took a lot of some planning and preparation before the announcement formally went out. But we had our tee sheets ready, the hotel rooms ready. We also had to re-prepare for 2021 on our end and make sure our tee sheets were ready and hotel rooms were ready and banquet space. Everything that surrounded the Ryder Cup that we had on hold for 3, 4, 5 years was now open for 2021. So it was a challenge, but you know, we made it through that, and we did fill the golf courses. I mean, we are jam-packed, and I think golf in general during the pandemic, as you know, has done very, very well, and it's a great sport, and I'm excited to see, you know, how many more players have been introduced to the game and how many more players, you know, that maybe were, I play 2-3 times a year, and they become an avid golfer playing 25 rounds a year. So it's great for the game.
I'm sure the pandemic might have affected this a little bit, but earlier this year, we lost someone who is obviously a big part of this place. What was the plans for Mr. Kohler and the resort maybe to honor Pete in what was supposed to be a Ryder Cup season?
As we were preparing for the Ryder Cup, we wanted to make sure Pete was recognized appropriately, whether it be at opening ceremonies or on the first tee. But that was definitely going to be a part of it and probably still will be as we, you know, look to plan for 2021. You know, around the resort, we have, you know, small little memorials for him as well. So he's certainly a huge part of who we are and how we got to where we are. And we want to make sure he's properly recognized, certainly during the Ryder Cup, for this fan that's here on site and for the fan that's watching on TV.
What's the next year like for you now that you still got to maybe start your preparation run for another 12 months?
The excitement is returning. Which is great. You know, we're really looking forward to hosting next year. You know, what next year looks like is, you know, the biggest challenge for us and our staff is, you know, preparing for the Ryder Cup while also being open for play and making sure that our guests that come here have a great experience, whether it be in the hotel, at a restaurant, or on the golf course. So that's our biggest challenge. And, you know, we have some, you know, new products coming online next year. The baths at Black Wolf are on a par 3 golf course. So get that up and running next year while we prep for the Ryder Cup. up and while we, you know, kind of refine our normal operations. I think what's been unique in 2020 and not just to our business or not just to golf, but we've begun to learn to operate in a new way. And, you know, we've learned some things about, you know, how maybe we used to operate, how we're operating during 2020, and, you know, what can we do to get better in 2021.
And the best way for guests to come up here and enjoy Destination Kohler is?
Well, you can learn more by visiting DestinationKohler.com. That's the best place to get all the information.